Eric, a UNC senior, has smoked marijuana recreationally since high school. Sometimes while he drives his Honda Civic, with his friends also smoking in the back seat.
It's a feeling of freedom, I think, that you have, that you can be out on the roads and the highways and have the windows down and music playing.
Eric asked us not to use his last name in this story because so-called blunt riding is illegal. He wasn't smoking during this drive, but he did show me how he does it.
So you just grab it with your left hand, just smoke, hold it towards or out of the window so that the car doesn't fill with smoke.
Another part of his blunt rides, finding the perfect music.
I think an important thing is rhythm and beat for smoking and driving, because you're not listening to the music, or if you are, it's sort of in the background, you know, you're continuing to talk and joke.
Eric says he's aware of the dangers of what he's doing, but isn't too worried about getting caught.
Subconsciously, you know that doing drugs while driving is a bad idea, but you somehow feel that it doesn't apply to you, that you're above that.
Studies show that this feeling of invincibility is common among young people. Ashley Brooks Russell is a professor at the Colorado School of Public Health. She studies marijuana use among young people and says blunt riding seems to be growing more popular.
What we see is more students report driving after smoking marijuana in the last month than even report driving after drinking.
She says that's due to a popular perception that it's not as dangerous as driving drunk, but that's a myth. In fact, she says the risk of a fatal crash doubles when a driver is high.
Ma'am, could you go ahead and step out of the vehicle for me?
It's not easy for police to tell if a driver has been smoking marijuana. Breathalyzers don't detect it. But Carborough Police Officer David DeShays has other methods.
I'm worried that you may be impaired, so I'm going to conduct a series of tests here to see if you're all right to drive.
He demonstrated the sobriety tests on me.
Do you have any problems with your eyes, first off?
I don't.
I'd like you to look straight ahead. I'm going to have you touch the tip of my pen here. So reach out and touch it.
DeShays says the consequences of being caught high at a traffic stop are severe. License revocation, thousands of dollars in legal fees, and maybe something worse.
You could injure or kill yourself, you could injure or kill someone else, and then you have to live with that the rest of your life.
As for Eric, he says he doesn't smoke and drive as often as he used to in high school, mainly because he's not living with his parents anymore. He has his own house.
It's possible to just smoke at home with friends and not have to deal with the stress of being out in public.
He's not giving up marijuana, but as he's gotten older, he's realized he doesn't need the risk of using it while driving. In Chapel Hill, I'm Jessa O'Connor.